greet you all in the name of our risen Savior. I was real blessed with what you shared, Melvin. One of the characters I have to talk about today is Daniel. So I'll read a little bit about Daniel's in the lion's den here. So I'm going to start with reading Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. As I could mention earlier, I'm going to be speaking or talking a little bit about the story of Daniel in the lion's den. So I'm going to read that account in Daniel 6, 1 through 24. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and the princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together or to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he mounted upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, ordering according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said, before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with him, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute with the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has set his angels and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believeth in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought these men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, wherever they came at the bottom of the den. So this is a little more about... there's a little more than Daniel being. So, yes, maybe I didn't tell you what I was sharing on. So, I was going to look at some characters in the Bible that of courageous people or people that are courageous. So, there's a little more than Daniel being a courageous character, but for the sake of what I'm speaking today, it's more what I want to look at aspect of his life. And I feel that Daniel was a good example of a courageous man because of his devotion to serve God and to do what he has been doing, even when the king's law or decree forbade it. I have to ask myself if I would be courageous as he was, even if I know that it could or would cost me my life. Too often I'm willing to make sacrifices to make my life easier and not to have as much resistance and bow to the will of others and not to the will of God. Another good example of young men that did not bow to the king and remained faithful to God is the three Hebrews that's found in Daniel 3, and we'll read 1 through 27 on that. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was three score cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, set to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the pulse, psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harps, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore the certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth that, he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do ye not serve my God? or worship the golden image which I have set up. Now, if ye be ready that at that what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he shall deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fire furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew these men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did ye not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains and all the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw that the men were upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. The three Hebrews did what was right and had courage to stand, even though everyone else knelt before the image. I had to ask myself if I would have the courage to stand, or would I have just knelt to obey the king and just pray to God, just so I wouldn't make myself stand out, or wouldn't cost my life. But by not kneeling, they witnessed to the king and to all that were present. And we're going to read the rest of the chapter here, so it'll be 28-30 here. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusteth in him, and changes the king's word, yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces, their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So, seeing this made a real impact on him, may we make an impact on our neighbors, friends, and all that we meet. Another example is Esther. She was willing to give her life for the sake of her people. Haman had promised a sum of money to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. So this is Esther's response to Mordecai. Esther 4:16. Go gather together all the Jews that were present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. She knew it could cost her life, She knew it could cost her life. She knew it could cost her life. She knew it could cost her life, but she did not. She did it and saved her people. Another example is that of David and Goliath. David had the courage to face the giants in his life. We should have the courage to face the giants in our life. He was a young man that knew God was with him and not with their enemies. In 1 Samuel 17, 33 through 37, we have this conversation with King Saul. And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivereth me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." We see the courage that David had and the trust that he had in God. I have to ask myself this question: am I trusting God enough to face the giants in my life with the courage that He can give me, or do I just live among the giants? Ruth is another good example. She left her homeland, people, and lifestyle to go with Naomi back to her people. Ruth became the mother of Obed, the grandfather of David. In Ruth 1:16 and 17, we have her commitment to Naomi. And Ruth said, "I entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if I ought but death part thee and me." May we have this commitment to God and His will, and His will for our lives, willing to give all for Him and live for Him wherever He leads us. There are many other accounts of courageous people in the Bible. I just picked a few out here. Philippians 4:13 reads, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." That's all I have. Thank you for listening.